need to react to something Buster Olney said. We've got 9 minutes left in this show, and there's a couple of interesting pieces of audio I want to play. Listen to this audio yesterday from Buster Olney. Buster Olney had this to say about the Red Sox and Rafael Devers. Aaron, go ahead and play Buster Olney number one.
You guys saw Rafael Devers at third base down the stretch.
Yeah.
14 errors in 56 games. I've had evaluators tell me that eventually he's got to be moved to first. If the Red Sox agree with that, it doesn't make sense to invest in a first baseman like Hosmer or Santana.
So Buster Olney says that if Rafael Devers has to move to first base eventually, that's why the team can't invest in Hosmer or Santana. So you're looking at possible deals for Carlos Santana of 4 years and Eric Hosmer of 6 to 7 years. So you're telling me, potentially, that at some point before his age 26 season, Rafael Devers is no longer to be able to play third base. If he's going to have to be at first base at some point in the life of those contracts that those players would hypothetically get, he should just go to first base now. Why am I going to waste the time developing him at third base just to know that he's not going to be able to play there beyond 25? I mean, it would just seem like a waste of energy. And if I move him to first base now, and I get it, you don't want to move a 20-year-old to first base and say that, oh, he can't do it and play third anymore. But 14 errors in 58 games, evaluators are already wondering if he's going to have to move. Why not just do it now? Because if you're going to pass on a first baseman of the future because you think that Devers is going to have to play first base, then why not get it over with and then start to invest in the third base market when I can? Josh Donaldson's in the free agent next year. Manny Machado's a free agent next year. You could trade for those players now, hypothetically, and try to sign them. Why would I not move Devers to first and then go after a third baseman? Because if I'm going to not sign first baseman and say, man, I can't give Hosmer a 6-7 year deal because in that 6 to 7 years, Devers is going to have to go over there and play first because he just can't play third anymore, then let's just expedite the process and move him to first now. I don't need to develop a 20-year-old that I know can't play third and try to get him to play third when I know he's going to have to move to first in just a few years anyways. Get him at first now and get the Red Sox some talent over at third base, because Machado, Donaldson, Zach Cozart, who's a Gold Glove caliber shortstop, he could play third base. He's out on the free agent market right now. There's some good third baseman this year. There's some great third baseman next year. Why not? If you move Devers now and save yourself the trouble of developing a guy who can't play there, then, I mean, why am I going to teach you to do something that I know you can't do or that everybody thinks you can't do? Yeah, maybe you prove him wrong, but chances are you're going to prove him right. 14 errors in 58 games? That's not a good percentage. And, I mean, you may bring in J.D. Martinez, and you may play him in the outfield, and you're going to punt some defense if you get rid of Jackie Bradley Jr. If you bring in Rafael Devers and keep him at third, you're going to punt some defense at third base also. And then that really good defense that you had a season ago, no longer a really good defense. So Buster Olney says they may have to move him eventually. They should just move him now, because there's zero point in wasting your time. Let's get him at first. Let's get him comfortable. He hasn't played third that long at the pro ranks. He's only 20 years old. He hasn't played third that long. I'd rather try to teach him new footwork over at first than give him footwork at third, footwork at third, footwork at third, and in 3 years just move him to first base. Let's just get it all now and hope that by 23, 24, he's a really darn good first baseman. And if he hits like we think he can hit, then he's going to justify being a slugging first baseman, and that's okay. But third base next year is loaded. I'd rather make a run at some of those guys knowing that I have a third base opening because Devers couldn't play there.